Thank you for being with me today. We're going to close out our series on the Christian home and family this morning by talking about something that's tragic. Our previous study listed several potential causes of family conflict that often strain the best of families, and it leads many to believe that divorce is an easy solution. In the Bible, we read that God hates divorce, Malachi 2, verses 13 through 16. In that passage, God said it covers one's garments with violence and that it is treacherous. For the past generation, quick and easy no-fault divorce has been available to anybody that wants one. We're just now learning of the long-term effects of divorce, and it's not a pretty picture. Consider what studies have shown about the effects of divorce on children. It affects them mentally. From a research paper about child psychology and psychiatry from 1993, it says teenagers in single-parent families and in blended families are 3 times more likely to need psychological help within a given year. Robert E. Emery, in a paper he wrote in 1988, says that compared to children from homes disrupted by death, children from divorced homes have more psychological problems. And then another paper from the Journal of American Academy of Children and Adolescent Psychiatry, from 1991 says the study of children 6 years after a parental marriage breakup revealed that even after all that time, these children tended to be lonely, unhappy, anxious, and insecure. It not only affects them mentally, but it affects them socially. Emery, in his paper from 1988, wrote that children of divorce, particularly boys, tend to be more aggressive toward others than those children whose parents do not divorce. And then there was another paper from 1993 that talked about moral dilemmas of early adolescence, divorced and intact families. Said children of divorce are 4 times more likely to report problems with peers and friends than children whose parents have kept their marriages intact. And 70% of long-term prison inmates grew up in broken homes. That comes from a paper published by Horn and Bush called Fathers, Marriage, and Welfare Reform. But not only mentally and socially, but it affects their studies. Academically, studies in the early 1980s showed that children in repeat divorces earned lower grades and their peers rated them as less pleasant to be around. That comes from Marriage, Divorce, and Remarriage from Harvard University Press, 1981. And children of divorced parents are roughly 2 times more likely to drop out of high school than their peers who benefit from living with parents who did not divorce. And again, that comes from another paper from Harvard University. But it also affects them physically. Children living with both biological parents are 20 to 35% more physically healthy than children from broken homes. This comes from Dawson and on his paper of Family Structure and Children's Health and Well-Being from the Journal of Marriage and Family. In following divorce, children are 50% more likely to develop health problems than two-parent families. And this comes from a paper titled Single Motherhood and Children's Health. And children of divorce are at a greater risk to experience injury, asthma, headaches, and speech defects than children whose parents have remained married. Again, this comes from the National Health Interview Survey on Child Health from the Journal of Marriage and the Family. And most victims of child molestation come from single-parent households or are the children of drug ring members. That comes from the Los Angeles Times, September 16, 1985, titled The Garbage Generation. And a child in a female-headed home is 10 times more likely to be beaten or murdered, from the Legal Beagle, 1984, again from the same title from the LA Times, The Garbage Generation. People who come from broken homes are almost twice as likely to attempt suicide than those who do not come from broken homes. This comes from a paper titled Suicidal Behavior and Ideation in a Community Sample of Children Journal of the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, 1988. But I guess most importantly, it affects these children spiritually. Religious worship, which has been linked to better health, longer marriages, and better family life, drops after the parents' divorce. This comes from the Effect of Divorce in America from June of 2000. He goes on to say that many people from divorced families experience a loss of trust that affects their belief in God, making them overall much less religious than their peers from intact families. And it goes on in that same paper to say that children of divorce are also much less likely to say their mother and father taught them how to pray and prayed with them, and are much more likely to say they doubt the sincerity of their parents' religious beliefs, do not share their parents' values, and to say there are things their parents have done that they find hard to forgive. Now, this is not to say that all children are going to have these negative effects from a family's divorce. But we do need to note that God stated He hates divorce, and He does not give but one reason for divorce, as we noticed last week. But there's also a sleeper effect, where adult children have a resurgence of anxiety, fear, guilt, and anger that they have suppressed for several years. So truly, divorce is treacherous. But not just for the children. The effects of divorce can have effects on spouses. Mentally, men and women both suffer a decline in mental health following divorce. But researchers have found that women are more greatly affected. Some of the mental health indicators affected by divorce include depression, hostility, self-acceptance, personal growth, and positive relations with others. This comes from the Journal of Family Issues from 1998. And then a recent study, I say recent, from 2000, found that these who were unhappy but stayed married were more likely to be happy 5 years later than those who divorced. This comes from a paper titled The Case for Marriage, published in 2000. But also it affects the spouse physically, just like the children. Life expectancies for divorced men and women are significantly lower than for married people who have the longest life expectancies. Robert Coombs, Marital Status and Personal Well-Being, a literature review, 1991. The health consequences of divorce are so severe that a Yale researcher concluded that being divorced and a non-smoker is only slightly less dangerous than smoking a pack of cigarettes a day and staying married. That's his report from Hiding in the Hammond Report, 1975. Then there's another report that says after a diagnosis of cancer, married people are more likely to recover, while the divorced are least likely to recover, indicating that the emotional trauma of divorce has a long-term impact on the physical health of the body. This comes from a paper titled The Effect of Marital Status on Stage Treatment and Survival of Cancer Patients from the Journal of American Medical Association, 1987. But it also has an effect on the spouse financially. Families with children that were not poor before the divorce see their income drop as much as 50%. Almost 50% of the parents with children that are going through a divorce move into poverty after that divorce. This is Patrick Fagan, PhD, that wrote a paper titled The Effects of Divorce in America from June of 2000. And studies show that women experiencing divorce face roughly a 30% decline in the standard of living that they enjoyed while being married, and men show a 10% decline. This comes from a paper titled The Economic Cost of Marital Disruption for Young Women Over the Past Two Decades from 1993. But then, spiritually speaking, the spouses are both affected. Because in Matthew 19:9, Jesus taught that there's only one ground for divorce and remarriage. He said that's fornication. In Matthew 19 and verse 9, the divorce and remarriage for any other reason, he said, results in adultery. So those who divorce their spouses for a reason other than fornication cause them to commit adultery if they remarry, according to Matthew 5 and verse 32. They do this by either putting them in a situation where they are likely to commit fornication, or by putting them in a situation where they might enter into an unscriptural marriage. Those who commit fornication or adultery as a result of an unlawful divorce or remarriage will not inherit the kingdom of heaven unless they repent. Now, that's not me saying that, but that's the inspired writing of God's word, 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 11, Galatians 5, verses 19 through 21, and Hebrews 13 and verse 4. Now, the purpose of this lesson is not to pile guilt onto those who are divorced. They know firsthand how terrible the consequences of their divorce has been on themselves and on their families, especially if they have children. But they need our understanding to help to make the best of a difficult situation. Now, my prayer is this lesson will serve as a cautionary tale that divorce is a treacherous and violent act for all of those that are involved. We need to teach our children what God has spoken. And society is still learning about divorce. You look at society and they don't have a problem with divorce. They don't have a problem with multiple divorces and multiple marriages. But we see, as we pointed out at the beginning of this lesson, Malachi, that God hates divorce. He wants his children. He wants people to stay married. This is why the dating process is so important. You need to vet, if you will, like a political candidate, what this person is like before you ever say, I do. You need to know their deep, dark secrets, and chances are you may not know them until after the fact. But we need to turn to God and let God help those who are suffering the tragedy of divorce, and let God help us if we don't warn our families and our society about the terrible consequences of divorce. Now I realize divorce is not a popular concept to talk about. A lot of people don't like for you to preach about divorce because there's so many different options out there that society throws at you that says divorce is okay. But if you're going to live a life according to God's word, divorce is not okay. It's not acceptable. It goes against God's will. Read Matthew chapter 19 and verse and the first 9 verses. But if you have any questions regarding this lesson or any other lessons, feel free to look me up. You can look me up on Facebook at Jeff Curtis. You can look me up on Facebook at the Eastside Church of Christ. You can leave messages there. You can leave a message at the website for the church. That's church@eastside.com. There's a message board there that you can leave a message for me. You can visit with us at the Eastside Church of Christ. We'll meet this morning at 10 a.m. for worship service. And we'll meet again this evening at 6 p.m. for another period of worship. And then we have a midweek Bible study at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. Again, I appreciate you listening to me talk about the family and the problems that the family's facing right now. And we just need to understand that because of the family and the shape that it's in, our society is in trouble. Again, thank you for being with me today.